Semikufnan test, we did the first sif, we did not do the Mishaburas yet. So the look is the tisodayim has to be done with a kli. Mishaburas of cut an olive, but kli. The asmachin rabbanon al mechatis or kiddush yadayim reglaim, but mikdash to boy kli. So either one of these, the chazal, once they were, in tisodayim is rabbanon. But we do find there are cases of the raisa where we're interacting with using kalim for tahara purposes. Two examples of them are Kiddush Adar Maglayim, which requires either the kiyur or a kli. The Kohen Gadol, for example, on the Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol did not use the kiyur. He used the kli made of gold for the purpose of Kiddush Adar Maglayim. But the kiyur had a status of a kli. Or when you did the process of the mechatis, the kiddush of the mechatis, when you would put the ashes into the water, there was Mayim Chaim El Kelly, like the Pasuk says. So it had to be a kli. So they made this over here requires kli. We call a kelim ksherim. Hainu bein shall eitz or etzem as schuchis, whether it's something we can accept tuma, whether something which cannot accept tuma. V'chein kli or shem yuchadim akabu mashik kilkamam sef yudal ayin shom, or even a leather flask, if it's made to hold water, hold liquid, would also be kosher for this purpose. Then the Shulchan Aruch already says afilu, even if it's kli avonim kli glolim kli adama. A kli made out of Evan does not accept tuma. I feel that there is some even in Rabbanan doesn't accept tuma. But they are a kli. They're made to hold. They're a kli. And for tisadim, they're kosher. If you go to the under Yeshiva HaKotel. They have something called the Rava Yehudi, which was the remains they found of houses which were in the Jewish quarter of the time of the Bais Sheni. And they found these areas somewhat intact. They found kelim there. Most of the kelim were made out of stone.
Right.
Because these people who lived there were kahanim. And they didn't want to deal with tumah issues. So the kelim which were made out of avonim were not makabel tumah. Kli adama. So what does kli adama mean? It's made out of clay, but it has not been fired in the kiln. If it's fired in the kiln, it's called kli cheres. Kli cheres is makabel tumah. But if it has not been heated yet, rak b'chama, because it was baked in the sun, so those are not makabel tumah. Now it has to hold at least revius. Shemasa revius. It's not considered a kli for this purpose. The Mishabur sends you the bir locha, who says, "Well, you know, obviously that's all revius because you need a revius to wash from." Well, there is one scenario where you don't need a revius to wash from, and that's why we're addressing that situation. Revius who revius aluk shashur beya umechso, like we explained, it's the size of a beya umechso. It can't have a hole. Kadosh mashka. So what does kadosh mashka means? That if you would put the kli down gently into water or into liquid, and there's a hole in the bottom, the hole is large enough that liquid would come through the hole. You notice the second mind, it's a tif achatif. We do a shukadosh mashka. Moitzi mashka means liquid could go out. We assume in halacha, the Gemara, Mishnayos assume that moitzi mashka, liquid could go out through a moitzi mashka, even if it's smaller than it would not allow water in. However, if it's letting out liquid in rapid succession, drop after drop, that's considered large enough to be kadosh mashka. Vugadol minekav, it's larger than a hole which will let water in. Let water out, I'm sorry. It's too small to let liquid in. It's a kli, and you can wash through the top of the kli. Okay. Even though it has a hole in the bottom, which will let liquid out, but this kli, it's so small, it's a pinprick or whatever it is, it lets liquid out eventually. That's not about to the same kli. However, But if so, we're not arguing that the kli is kosher, but the problem is if the kli can't hold the revius, maybe that's your problem because it can't hold the revius. So it's a separate issue. There's one issue that the kli has to be a kli, the second issue it has to hold the revius. So even though this is not, a nekev, which is moitzi mashka, does not take away the status of being a kli, but it's not machzekas revius. So the kesef is still kosher. The Mishnah Berurah, it's better to be machmer on that point. So if it has a hole in the side, for example, that wouldn't bother us.
So the fact that it has a leaf, but it holds the required revius long enough for the person to wash, that's irrelevant?
Well, obviously you would need that, right? You know, you have to have, the point is even, but if there's a loch of machzekas revius, so that's more than just that period of time. Right, correct.
Yeah.
Right.
Revius is 3.3 ounces, 3.5, is that my guess?
Revius, there's ranges of the exactly how to measure revius is the machlokes.
Not discussing the Chazan Ishishir.
So
revius is like 6 ounces or something like that.
So the Remersha, there's basically 5 shurim that you deal with in Tzach Revius. Rabbi Chaim Noah says revius is 2.9 ounces. Remersha says he measured revius, and since we Mishabur comes out that we're dealing with the rices, you should use a larger shear, and the Rabbanan, you can be samech on a smaller shear. He says for the larger shear, he came out with 3.3. Excuse me. The smaller shear came out with 3.3. The larger shear, he measured as 4.4.
Okay.
The Chazon Ish says 5.1. The Biskarov says 5.7.
Even the bigger shear, that's enough to wash 2 hands? I mean, realistically?
Yeah, if you're going to...
5 ounces is enough to really wet 2 hands? Maybe for my machroinim, but I can't imagine... physically, that should be.
I was once on a tiyul with. They realized that we didn't have enough water for everybody to wash, and the food was
like
all.
Your cup that what you're drinking from is probably double.
This year is 12 ounces. This is
12 ounces. Right. So you're talking about half of that, and you're supposed to go like that.
If it's 2.9,
so he says,
that's like 4 revius right there.
That's the point.
So
point to your fingers or something.
No, so you know what we did was we had one person pouring.
Yeah.
And the luck is you can put both hands together.
Oh.
So the person poured he poured over each person's hand.
Uh-huh.
So, but are you supposed to hold your hands closed like this? So I thought your hands were supposed to be open.
That's not closed. That's open.
Uh-oh.
Right. So you hold it together. So the water went over. So it was pushing it, but it was doable.
Okay.
Okay, so now if it has a hole, which is moitzi mashka, is baltimateris kli bein and a kli hoyim yuchel the mashka or like echolim kamosh biar to biralach. This is true even if this is not a kli which is designated for the purpose. Now the Gemara says that this is a bitul kli, a kli which is designated for the purpose of using it for liquid. But a kli which I don't use for liquid, I only use for solids. The shir timavata from a taris kli, the Gemara says, is a larger. It's moitzi zayis.
Forgive me, when we talk about, I mean, this may be getting too technical, but we're talking about a revius, right? Are we talking about, and a revius of a log, and a log is 6 eggs. Are we talking about 6 hard-boiled eggs in the shell, without the shell, with raw eggs? What kind of eggs are we talking about when we talk about a log, that we're talking about a revius of a log?
Okay, so the eggs in general is referred to an alocha, it's not referring to a cooked egg, it's referring to a raw egg. But as far as I know, I don't know whether eggs get smaller or larger when they cook it, so I have no idea whether that really should make much of a difference.
The eggs, when they used to measure those eggs, was supposedly bigger than the ones that we...
And the question is, how large were their eggs? That's an issue which you have to grapple with. How large were the eggs?
Yeah.
In regards to, do we measure them with the shell or without the shell, that is a machlokes rishonim.
Which is why I would think if you're trying to measure them without the shell, if they're not cooked... Then you have a liquid measurement. That actually would make some sense.
Right. The practically how to measure it is a little bit difficult, but that's the measure. Okay, now, so we mentioned yesterday that the issue was in regards to kalim, which are made for single use, what their status is. You know, let's say you have a disposable cup. So the issue is, does it get the does it get a shame kli? So now kli golem kli avonim kli adama have a din of a kli v'lo not mekabel tumah because the betzim they're a kli. Because the Mishnah says over there that your kli which is made to be disposable, so it's not a considered a kli. It's not mekabel tumah. That's because of the lack of the element of being disposable makes it not a kli. Where the question becomes significant is if you have a kli which theoretically could be used multiple times. The case of the Mishnah was something which cannot be used more than one time. The way it was made was called chaitzlis, and you would put your unripened fruit inside of it. You would weave the basket around it, and that would, because it was totally closed, it would keep the heat in, and when it caused it to ripen. They use it for dates, I think.
Was this the disposable you talked about yesterday?
Yeah. So now the way they would take it out, well, they would rip it open and take it out, but then you wouldn't fix it. But at that point in time, it wasn't usable; it was disposable intrinsically. But here we have something which we have items which are reusable, but the nature is that society throws them out, and the way they're used is they dispose them. So does a throwaway society make a kli into a non-kli, just because the nature is to use it as being disposable? So this was questionable. So that's relevant to many different areas in regards to. So Rav Moshe has a long tshuva in regards to opening cans on Shabbos, which he connected back to that Mishnah. He says since the nature is to dispose to throw away the cans, so it's not considered that you're taking, it's not a kli, and therefore when you break it, it's not called breaking a kli, which is also to do on Shabbos, it's a non-kli. So that not, there's another issue, you can't open it in a way where it's you're making a nice, fancy opening, because that's a different issue. But if you open it, let's say, with the can, they part ways, you can't really use it for anything else, so you're not making a kli, you're not breaking a kli, and you can do that on Shabbos, according to Moshe. So Pashas Rav Moshe would say the same thing over here.
What, you're talking about like a can of soda, like a Coca-Cola can?
No, not a can of soda, because can of soda, but the nature of the way our pop tops cans work is a very, very specific opener. I'm talking about like a can of tuna with a can opener.
Oh.
And you open it halfway, so you can't really use the can for anything else, because you're not making a very nice, fancy opening, right? So over there, the commercial holds that we'd be mutter to do on Shabbos. Even though theoretically the can could sit, it's quite permanent and it could theoretically could be used again. I mean, the large coffee cans, we used to use them in the house to store nails. I don't know, right? Use them again. They're usable again. Just nature is to throw them out, right?
But what about cans of soda? Is that
cans of soda is more problematic because even in that type of kli, the halacha is you can't make a pesach noa. Pesach Noah means a very nice, usable opening. So that opening is made specifically the right size to be able to drink out of, etc. That's called a Pesach Noah. It's a separate iser. Besides the issue of the kli, there's a separate issue of the Pesach Noah. So that's why cans of soda is a different story.
So, Shabbos. To make a long story short, you're basically saying you can't open a can on Shabbos.
You cannot open a can of soda on Shabbos. Right. Opening a can of tuna on Shabbos, you would open it.
Take all the tuna out.
You have to take all the tuna out. Yeah.
Because otherwise, you're still using the candle in right. essence if you're holding it.
Right, so that's what you should do. Right now, so there's interesting tshuva from Diane Weiss, which suggests the following. This is questionable. He says, but if you decide not to throw it out, keep it, so you're conveying it for multiple uses, then it wouldn't be a problem. The whole issue only is because the nature, the way we use it, is we throw it out.
But then if you're keeping it, then you're making a kli.
I'm not talking about Shabbos. I'm talking about the guy regards to Tiladayim. I'm transferring that discussion to Tiladayim. So it's not a kli because the nature is to throw it out. If that's true, that you can make it a non-kli by the nature of throwing it out, I can't use it for Tiladayim. So Diane Weiss suggested in this scenario, what you should do is specifically bedafka, not throw it out, and hold on to it for multiple usage. Otherwise, he says you should not use it. Not everybody agrees with him. Some say you could. Fine. Sif Beis. Okay. Now. Bahani Mili, we said in the last sif, the first sif, right? The previous sif, that you can't wash from it, even though it holds revius below the neck.
It becomes halacha lemaisa if, let's say, you're traveling and you're in the airport and you're hungry and you have a sandwich. So if you buy if you get an extra cup, that they use for soda, you could use that. But then you would say, I should use it maybe to drink water from it after.
Right. Correct. You should use it for something else. You should hold on for something else.
So it's one usage after the washing. Is that right?
Yeah, I would assume that's what he means, yeah.
Because otherwise it wouldn't be kosher for washing? For netilah shadayim?
That's the question, correct. Okay, now we said at the end...
Most people don't have a washing cup, when they're in the
air. So if there's a nekev which is kanes mashka, so that's mevatel the same kli... Even if the nekev is on the side of the kli and below that nekev it still holds a revius, you cannot wash on the kli. Comes the sif beis and says like this. That really depends. That depends if you're going to wash from the if you want to wash on the top of the kli. So here's the bottom of the kli. Here's the revius. Here's the hole, and you're washing from here. That you can't do. Because the bottom is still kli, the bottom part which holds revius isn't both from a shame kli, but what's above the hole loses a shame kli. So you're washing not from a kli because it's going from the kli to this non kli to your hand. That's where the problem is. Aval. So the Macharba says you could wash through the hole and pour onto your hands from the hole, because what's below the hole is a kosher kli still. That's not a problem. Okay.
How big is the hole?
I guess it would be large enough that the water could come out in the way which halachically is acceptable.
Dripping, it has to be.
It has to come out, correct.
Well, how much water has to come out in order for it to be halachically acceptable?
We're going
to
see. So the Shulchan Aruch is arguing that below that point is still a kli. The Matzah Nolta Min HaNekev Havi Kimoyed Noitel Mibarza. Come on, the Sifhei. And we'll see that the same way I can wash from a kli, I can wash by putting in a spigot and open and closing the spigot. Now, we're going to discuss faucets. The issue with the faucet is very similar to the loch of a spigot. We'll see, we'll get to the loch of a spigot. The problem with the faucet is not so much the spigot issue. The problem is it's not a kli, because it comes out of just coming out of the reservoir in the water, in the ground. That's the problem. So if I would be in a camper, and one of these, and they have a faucet over there, there's a tank holding the water, that's a kli. So then there's water pressure, and I open and close it, that would be acceptable.
Why wouldn't the pipes that connect to the spigot be considered a kli?
Because pipes are not made to, pipes are open, and they can't hold anything for these purposes.
Of course they're holding it. They're funneling it through to you from wherever it's coming from the reservoir, whatever.
Right.
Obviously they are holding it. That logically doesn't follow.
No. Holding means that this item as itself would be able to maintain the water. It won't. Either it'll go back this way or back that way. Right? What's preventing it going back this way because there's other water pushing it? What's preventing it going that way because there's a blockage? But it itself doesn't hold. It can't hold on.
Oh, you're saying that without pressure from both ends, it would
the water would just flow out. Just
okay.
You'd empty out. You'd have an empty pipe. You wouldn't have.
If I put
water into a pipe that transfers from one place to another place, it would be very ineffective. Right? You would hold the pipe and you'd get to the other place and where'd the water go? Right? And fall out. Right? That's called not holding it.
Okay, so you're saying that it's because it only works because there's pressure on it from both ends.
It itself doesn't hold. Now, there's a din of bars later on, which is what's enough being if I do it through the spigot or I do it through the hole, it's the same idea. What is a spigot? A spigot is just a hole with a control on it. Now, this is the opinion of the Torah, which the Shulchan Aruch accepts. However, the Poskim disagree over here, and they say that we're talking about Kli Cheres over here, which gets a hole in it, and if it's made to hold liquid, and it gets a hole. So once it's got a hole in it, which may that breaks it, so it's a broken kli that you can't use it. The case of Barza, Venadarma la Barza, that's how it's made to use. Over here it wasn't made to use with a hole in the middle. All of a sudden it got a hole in the middle, so that's a broken kli.
What's that? Some other person's opinion?
Sorry, T. What?
What was that? Some other person's opinion?
The Harbor Post
Kimi
says. Right. Okay. Now, we come walking in main look Kliacher. Yesh lisma chaldasa machaber lahachshar derech hanekev. The Chayyadim says, but if you don't have another option, you can rely on the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. The Kliacher is hamiyuchad laochlin. The shirlin yintuma kimotzi zaysim. However, if a Kliacher is which is made not for liquids, but for food, which then it's considered a broken kli and halacha regards to tuma, once it will let out the size of a zayis. V'chem b'shar kelim d'enem shalcheres lo nitzu mitumas in the kliyam ayirei nekev kodesh mashke, or if it's made out of other materials, a hole of this size is not about the shem kli. Then you're going to rub the kliyam and mutal it to derech nekev. Now you have another issue. You have to pour in a way which it's an unobstructed flow. Okay, so that you can use the hole for. Fine.
But again, the unrestricted hole, I mean, how much water has to go?
We'll get there. That the we'll see later on in Kusama Bays, we'll discuss the flow, the issue of the flow of liquid. So Mr. Burr is going to bring it over here. So it has to be a little bit larger. Again, it can't be kumatz his eyes because then it's possible. But it has to be large enough. It has to have a constant flow without it, which will not interrupt it because of the size of the hole. Sometimes it needs air; it has to let air back in, which then would cause the flow to stop. That can't be. This all we're being makel is because we have no other option. There is a hider that the kli should be a kli which is sholem. Okay. Yud Aleph. Kima shemachzik revius. As long as we hold revius, it's kosher. Yesh mechrenim shekosu the kol zebenikiv. This whole discussion is only true when you're dealing with a hole. Abba benistak, if it has a crack in the kli, avi machzik revius lamata me ascetic. Even though the crack only starts halfway up the kli, so the kli can hold the revius in the bottom. I feel in a rock kumutzi mashka, and the crack is very very thin, so it only lets it's not even machta kindness mashka, partial. Okay, they argue with setting a difference. But Tom, why is that true? Mishum de menistak asid al hisadik kula. The nature of a kli, once it gets a crack, the crack usually continues to extend. So it's considered an halacha as it was broken the whole way. Vataskar lakalov. So this is the opinion of some of the Akhrayim. This is the Bach. He says, no, it's the same as a nekev. It's only possible it's kekodesh mashka, not kemotzi mashka. Why mechayod m'shekosav? This is the chayod makes the following decision. If you have no other keli available, you rely on the taz. But if you have another one, you should not use this kli. I feel the dasa bach near the kli choshes a shark kli matris. Can we blech with yetzibem the chazakim heim? If you have a kli which is strong, the whole argument is because the nature is that the crack will extend. Well, if it's made out of a metal material, something which is very strong, why yet a shenista ksas lo yisadikula, and the nature of a crack does not extend. Loigara nistak mi nikav, it'll have the same halacha as nikav. That's the only problem. If it lets out liquid, kikret is mashka. Okay. Vine real halacha, she said, sidadnu, the bakli schuchis, it's something made out of glass. I feel like a masetic dak ma'oid, sheno, I feel like a kimotzi mashka. So it's very thin. It's not even that much mashka. If it can't take hot, because the nature of hot will come in, it'll cause the crack to extend totally and break the glass. So you can't use it anymore. That's considered your mevata the kli. Okay. So you have these washing cups, and they have a crack on the side of them. You shouldn't be using them. Right? It's cracked down the side. You shouldn't be using it. Does filling up the hole solve the problem? Filling it with clay doesn't work, or just putting in rags doesn't work. Putting in zephis, which is like a tar, pitch. So that works a kli cheris. Chaldar shumi min ois a kli, but it's something which is the same material as the kli kagan shel matis b'mateches, putting a metal plug in a metal kli, or b'shel eitz b'vadei mahani, putting in wood into wood, you put a wood plug in, that would work. Okay. So in general, the argument over here, and the Mishnah Berurah points out, there is a heater of using a kli shalem for netilas yadayim. But if it has a hole, we get into this discussion. But if it has a crack, which is much for our probably for our scenarios is more common issue, sometimes like where the handle holds, you know, it starts cracking, so you shouldn't use it anymore.
So the case that had a hole, you said you could pour through the hole. Could you pour through the other side of the cup where it's like there's a hole on one side and not the other?
No.
That would not work.
Right. Because since from that point and above, it can't hold liquid, mm-hmm. From that point above, it loses the same kli. Gimel. Now, kli shemachzik revius kishasem chenesai. It's a small kli, and it sort of tilts to the side. But if you put a support, it'll hold a revius. If you don't put a support, it'll tilt and pour out the water and it won't hold the revius. So in a kli, it's not a kli. So an example of this, hilchah maguvash al-kavis. So you take the cover of a pot or of a barrel. So their cover was more of like a hump. Right? Shechada, it comes to a point. Vena makabelis revius shalom sumechus. So if you turn it upside down, it doesn't hold revius because it'll tilt to the side and the water will pour out. If you put something to hold it stationary, stable, it'll hold the revius. It doesn't help. In other manner, you can't use the top of your pot to wash from.
What's the problem?
If it comes to a point, so you put it down, it's going to start waving back and forth and it's going to tilt to the side and pour out all the liquid. Well, I can solve the problem. I can put something here which will support it and make it stand up and hold the revius. It doesn't help. So the cover of a pot comes to a point and has a handle on the top, right? You put it down, it's going to tilt to the side. So I can hold it and it'll hold the revius, but since it can't stand like that, so it's not considered kosher. Now, v'mechiva milamata achem mekabelis revius k'shi yoshev et slom esumechus not lememenu. If what you did is instead of having it come to a point, you made it a little more flat on top so you can put it down and it'll sit and hold the revius, so that's fine. Okay. Klisha Maxik, Mr. Burrus of Cutting Your Base. The Turbish Yasubh is the Huddin Meshever Klisha Maxik Revia Shalab Musmuch. Now, this also would be relevant, not like a cover, but you had a larger Kli. A piece broke off. And so, because the way it is, it's a broken piece, it can't really stand on its own. But if you support it, it could hold Revia still. That's possible in such a situation. Kenchovish and Echlaka Laarka. So you had a barrel which bulges on the sides, you cut it down the middle. Shimakabelis al dafna, revius, shalom, musumach. Now you put it on the side. It's a trough. It can hold some liquid. It can hold a revius. So that'll be kosher because it could hold a revius. But it's a shever kli. So it can hold a revius, but it's a shever kli. So if you miyachet now to use it in a new function as this type of a function, that's fine. Because when you have not done that, you should not use it for that purpose. For washing, it's considered a shever kli. You can't use it.
What's this?
So you have a barrel. You cut the barrel straight down the middle. So now you have two
half barrels.
Two half barrels. Now you take the half barrel and you put it on its side. So it has the barrel part, which is somewhat bent up, and it has the two covers, the top and the bottom. It can hold liquid in it. It can hold revius in there, even without supporting it. It's pretty big, and it can hold revius. But the problem is, it's a shever kli. It's a broken kli. So you have to miyachet it. So the two, and Beis Yosef say that's fine. Comes along.
What two covers?
The Magen Avraham says. I'm sorry. What?
What two covers? The top.
The top and the bottom. It has that they function like they hold the liquid in. So Magen Avraham says even according to them you have to miyachet it now for this new usage. He disagrees. That's them. But the Magen Rambam says they only meant if you're miyachet for a new purpose. The Magen Rambam himself argues. It was originally a different kli. And you cut it down the sides. And now you're using the sides of the kli. Our kli shenifsu chasam milamala. The top part broke off. So in this situation where you just took off the top, and at the bottom could sit, could stand, and hold a revius near the yeshalka b'dlita ba imein lo kli acher. You could use that. So when it breaks, it doesn't break evenly. So you have a spot which is lower and a spot which is higher. So if I pour out this side, the same way we had before, when there's a hole, we say you can't hold any liquid above the lowest point of the lowest point. So this part is not a kli anymore. It's only kli up to the lowest point. So you have to pour out wash from that side. The Gemara refers to this as what's called gistera. When you break a kli, so you don't always throw it out. You use it for other purposes. So that's still the kabel tumah. But a gistera, it becomes tor once it has the whole kamut yimashka. Because once it's already a broken thing, and it gets a whole kamut yimashka, you throw it out. So it's considered a shever kli, you can't use it anymore.
What's a
gistera is a contraction for the word gisei treya, two sides. I mean, it broke into two pieces. It literally means it broke the piece off of a kli. Revi'ish kishasam chanasai lav dafka duwa dinim naksak harba yosem revi'ish ayin esmicha eno osir elam ken yishmuchu amayim el yisharba revi'ish kishla yismuchu am yisharba revi'ish achar shvicha lo yinspatu mishem kli. So say, wow, if I support it, it can hold 2 gallons. If I take away the support, everything pours out, but 4-5 ounces stay in. So, well, that's not good. No, that's good enough. That's fine. As long as a revius will stay, it's kosher. And a kli. But if you can't only eat a revius, it's not a kli. Behind a kishlo, he always said tchilas tikkun lekach. Unless if it was made to be used like that, then how you saw tchilas tikkun lekach halach chashiv kli? Come on, sif hey. If that's how the kli was made, you made a fancy type of a kli, which, you know, it sits in a stand. That's how it works. So that's the kli. And now you take it off the stand and you pour from it. I can't stand without having the support around it, but that's how you made the kli. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about a case where it broke, or you had a cover. A cover isn't made really to hold. Well, yeah, I want to use it for holding. It can't hold. Right?
Was the cover.
Now magufa is the cover of the barrel. So vudim akisa kelim shem chadim were the cover of a pot. Bemakaban revias shalay ani smicha, and since they come to a point, they can't support revias unless they can't revias unless you support it. Also, elam kain tiknan, unless you would do some type of tikkun in them to flatten them out that they could hold. So I have my pot cover, and it can sit down. It's a pretty fairly flat pot cover. I can sit down on the table, and it'll stay put, and it could hold a revius. But it wasn't made to function as a kli. Well, it was, right? Where do you have it? Sometimes the Mor says you'll take the cover off, and as you're trying to, let's say, scoop off something from the pot, you use the cover to hold it. Okay. So it comes to a point, but it widens out. So theoretically, you could hold it, but the problem is that it can't stand by itself. We argued if you make it that means kill like that, it's okay. Now I'm saying it was made like that and it's not okay. So what's the pshat? The kli, we're told, hey, was made to hold liquid. It was made to be used. Over here, it was made to be a cover. Raki kar lekisu. It wasn't made for holding liquid, it was made for it to be a cover. But it's better than the leather flask, which we're going to talk about in the next sif, which if they can't hold the liquid without being supported, that's not going to be good. Okay. Let's just do the Mechaber and Dalet. You know what, we're going to wait till Monday anyway, so let's hold it here.